B-Pod Studios.
What day is it?
Is this a test?
No, wait. Yes.
It's Friday.
Oh, really?
All day.
Thank God for that.
No, thank God we've made it.
Oh, thank God it's Friday, right?
TGI Friday.
Thank God.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, thank God we made it.
Friday.
Let's do this.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. Yes, it is Friday. And it's a good Friday, too. Sure, the weather stinks, but that gives you all the more reason to stay home, stay where you are, or I would stay in the office, wherever you work, and near our radio station, because today is the last day for the vacation a day to Universal Orlando Resort. So that is trip number 10.
Nice.
Yep. So it's today, 9 o'clock hour. So just be listening for your chance to be call number 10, and boom,
you're on
your way.
I'm excited.
Orlando, where it's not going to be windy with rain.
No, it's not.
62 degrees.
Sunny and beautiful.
Sunny and beautiful down there. Winds here, up to 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, there go the leaves.
That's the last of the leaves right there, which is okay.
Yesterday was beautiful. I actually, like, appreciated it because I knew that it would be gone, like, by Sunday.
Right.
Yeah.
Your tree?
Just all the trees.
Seems like I'd like to an arborist to call us if there's one out there. It seems like oak trees hang on to their leaves longer.
Yeah, they stay on very long.
They do. Like, yeah. Fall, please. Fall. What? It's time to fall.
Oh, all right.
I don't want to rake twice, do you?
Do you think I rake once?
Well, that was a stupid question. Poor Dave.
No. Uh-uh. Yeah, I raked like a brief time this week, the past weekend, and I like my hand hurt. And I was like, no, thank you. I don't rake. All right.
Well, I'm surprised. But you know what? I'll say this.
What's that?
You don't rake, but you do.
Bake.
I do, actually.
You know what? I made meals all week, and everyone's been fed and everything, so I don't rake.
I like it.
You rake? Yeah.
I bake.
Exactly.
That's what I would tell them. Okay, there you go.
He knows.
Yeah, they're probably...
You signed that contract a long time ago.
All right, here's the deal. I rake. Okay. Anyway, tomorrow, sunny and 59. Sunday, sunny and 52. Not a bad weekend once you get past today. It is 52 in Boston. Good morning.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, Brian.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Hey, you made it to Friday. It's November 12th. It's going to be windy, wild, rain, and LBF's got all the details for you right now on that morning, LBF.
All right, it's 52 degrees in Boston. More than 4,600 fully vaccinated people tested positive for coronavirus in Massachusetts in the last week. That's an increase of around 1,400. Multiple faculty members were injured while breaking up a fight between students at Stoughton High School. The school was sheltered in place after several students reported the fight and posted it to social media. Beware before using a COVID test at home. The FDA is recalling more than 2 million Illume tests due to false positive results. And the star of Dolphin Tale, Winter the Dolphin, is dead. Winter passed away this evening last night at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium in Florida. She died as she was being prepped for exploratory surgery. In sports, the Bruins dropped their first game at home this season with a 5-3 loss to the Oilers. Boston hosts the Bucks tonight. There will be no revenge game between the Patriots and the Browns on Sunday. Odell Beckham Jr. signed with the Rams. Oh, well.
Odell.
There's only one Beckham in this town. That's what I say.
This town ain't big enough for two Beckhams.
That's right.
It'd be nice if one of you, you know, someone in your family named their kid Odell.
Odell, I know.
Go for it.
We're going to do David, but then, you know. But Odell, I'll talk to my brother. Weather today, windy with rain. Rainfall may reach 1 inch. Winds could occasionally gust over 40 miles an hour. A high of 62.
So we're going to talk to Zoe coming up at 8:35.
Yep.
I'm telling you, the Pats are hot. We're on a roll. See what he thinks about this weekend's game.
Okay.
All right, Brian, it's 5:59.
All right, check your ride. Brought to you by Boston Interior.
Our last trip to Universal Orlando Resort is today. So we had 10 trips to give away. Wraps up in the 9 o'clock hour. So we go commercial free about 9. 8:15, and then be listening for that cue to call yesterday's winner. Nice guy, Blaze, right?
Yeah.
He called in, just couldn't believe it. He said, I tried every day for 2 weeks, so don't give up.
Don't
Blaze didn't give up.
No, he didn't. He's going
to Orlando with his bride, so his word's not mine. Your chance to win. Again, 9 o'clock hour, it's 80s and more, 105.7 WROR.
More 80s, more variety. You're locked into the commercial-free fall on Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR.
WROR HD1, Framingham, Boston.
Lately I've been feeling so cool.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, it could be raining later in the day, so remember this report brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your wiper blades are chattering, skipping, or squeaking, let O'Reilly Auto Parts install new blades on your vehicle. While you wait, see better and drive safer with O'Reilly. LBF, what's cool?
If you've said these five things, you are officially O-L-D.
Uh-oh.
A-F?
A-F.
Oh, okay.
Just, A-F.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Brian, what do you got?
Well, you know, it's getting colder. I'm going to tell you where you can go ice skating. You can go for free if you want, Bob.
I like that. Ice skating. I like
the season.
I don't have any skates, but, you know, that can be
ready.
Oh, Christmas.
It'll be fun. Hey.
Yeah.
Put that on the list. Okay, if you are cooking Thanksgiving dinner, experts say start now your planning.
Okay.
Like now.
Okay.
Okay, I'll
All
tell
right.
you what you got to do.
Okay.
Now. Sorry. I mean, you know, like, reasonably.
Okay, all right.
Reasonably now. Okay, good.
Okay, so if you've said any of these five things, you are officially O-L-D-A-F.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Underline
I can't go out to dinner. I have chicken in the fridge that I need to cook before it goes bad. Yes, you said it.
That's good. Go
ahead, why is the music so loud in here?
Number two.
Strap something to your car and say, yep, that's not going anywhere.
Ding, ding. I mean,
that's a nice box. Keep it.
Wow.
No, thanks. I can't have caffeine this late in the day. I'll be up all night.
I can drink coffee anytime.
Oh, you can?
I'm not old yet.
All right.
I do decaf at night. Give it a ding. Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
I wouldn't. If I had it, I would, like, freak out, but I would not ask for it.
All five of those.
Yeah. Oh,
the good box thing is ridiculous,
it's
right?
Well, when you get a good one,
but
though.
But I feel like I've been saying that since I was 20.
Double-taped corners.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Quality.
Well, there you have it. O-L-D. We all get it sooner or later.
It's true.
Yeah, you hope. You can only hope. That's what I'm
right.
saying, right?
That's exactly it.
All right, Brian.
All right. Well, you know, down at that little stadium we call Gillette, there's a nice little marketplace. There's lots of cool stuff going on. And yesterday, they officially kicked off Winter Skate at Patriot Place. It opened yesterday, and for all of opening weekend, free admission for veterans and active military with your valid military ID all weekend. So it's going to be open really right through open through February. So
oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's like all season long you can go. They've got the cool outdoor rink. It's a great place to eat. Just like a fun thing to do with the kids.
And yes.
Go for a little skate.
You got it. Listen.
We love heading over there. And
you
the
remember.
Bass Pro Shop has the best Santa around.
I'm telling you. I could spend all day. That place is amazing.
Bass Pro Shop?
Don't you love it?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
I just go
there's,
in
there's
and
more
I leave.
For you than you think.
Yeah. You know, my wife, also not outdoorsy like you, but she likes the outdoors inside. So that's why I would like it there.
I like it on the boats, like where you can check out the boats.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
The outdoors, but it's inside, and there's a bar there.
Yes, well, hello.
All right, now, you know what? Right. I'm revisiting it
you
now.
Should.
All right, okay.
They have nice snacks there, too.
Do they have nice snacks?
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll like it.
Well, awesome.
That's a Patriot place, I guess.
Thank you.
Fun.
Well, look, Thanksgiving is 2 weeks away. Am I right about that? Two weeks from yesterday. Hello.
I gotta get my turkey.
Well, listen to this. These are the top five things you must do now to prepare. Pick your recipes. Number one, decide what you want to cook. Make the shopping list. Get that down. Okay. Number two, you should buy or order your turkey by now. Okay? You can keep it frozen just to make sure there's plenty of time to defrost it. You don't want to do anything wacky with that. Number three, buy your shelf-stable foods. Okay, those are your canned items, the canned pumpkin, cranberry, which, by the way, there's a shortage.
Of cranberry?
Cranberry sauce. Yep, get it now. Boy, if you're really good, you'll find
a shopping list over
there.
Yeah.
Find all your tools and tableware. You have an electric knife at home?
No.
You don't have an electric knife?
I've never cooked a turkey. I did a turkey roulade, and it's way better. And I'm going to make
it. I remember
you
did that. Yeah. But, Brian, do you have an electric knife at home?
I don't have a kitchen right now, so no, I don't have anything.
Every home needs one.
I don't have one.
I love my electric knife. Oh,
I just use a knife.
No,
and I move my arm back and forth.
No,
seems to work.
Get an electric knife.
My parents have one.
Oh, they're the best.
It's the only time I hear my father in the kitchen.
Oh, it's the best.
I'm like, okay, Dad's making something. He's got the electric knife out.
Does that mean I'm OLD? If you have an electric knife?
I feel like you might be.
Uh-oh.
I feel like there's a. That's what you got for your wedding, like, before 1995.
I still have the box it came in.
So you only use it once a year.
That's right.
So do my parents.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah.
Oh, boy.
A.F.
Yeah. Okay. I got to cut the turkey.
I like my electric knife.
I'm sure you do.
Okay, fine. I'm not going to cut any for you.
Have you had one of the questionnaires for Medicaid. Do you like your electric knife? Yes. Well, you qualify.
You're eligible. Fine. I'm keeping my electric knife. I don't care. All right, here's Michael Jackson. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Good morning. Michael Jackson right there, Billie Jean. It's, I hate to say it, but the last trip giveaway is today. So that's it. 9 o'clock hour. Be listening for our last trip to Universal Studios Orlando Resort. Okay? Hey, once in a while, we play these fun nuggets. We find these nuggets of music mashups that they shouldn't work, but they do.
Yeah.
They're weird. So, Brian, you found another one here.
Yeah, I know LBF's been enjoying the Dua Lipa Elton John one that's running some places right now. It's kind of fun. But
this is
just this guy named Sikik Music. He does these mashups, and he took Michael Jackson, you just heard, Remember the Time?
Yeah.
That song?
Yeah. Yes.
And he put it with Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It shouldn't work.
Weird how well they go together.
Right?
Ready?
Is this weird or wonderful? Check it out. Is it weird or wonderful?
I like it. It's very clever.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
EDM or whatever.
God. Yeah, hey, good news, guys. Good news.
Yes.
For both of you.
Yeah.
I found for you on sale right now.
Okay.
At Macy's.
Really?
Okay. Oh,
electric knife.
Yes.
Hamilton Beach.
Hamilton
Beach. Wow. Nothing but the best.
Bringing it back to 1978.
You betcha.
You're the only ones that make them.
Now, Cuisinart makes one. But Hamilton Beach comes with a nice box. Mm-hmm. You can store it in, break it out every year.
Does it have a blade guide to it? Like on my chainsaw?
It's got everything you're going to need, Brian. And right now, on sale from $31.99 to guess
$29.99.
Lower.
$25.99.
Lower.
$20.99.
Lower.
$19.99.
Lower.
But don't pay yet because you'll also get the pocket fisherman.
That's right. $14.99.
Oh my God. They're practically giving them away.
That's
Bob.
What I'm saying.
I wonder why.
All right. Fine. You know what? Scratch you off my Christmas list.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm fine.
Is it a rechargeable?
Now? It's electric, right?
I don't know how old my boyfriend is. Check and see if he has an electric knife. If he does.
Stop. All right. I want one caller right now. 888-410-1057. Jump to my defense. All right. What's coming up? Dirty laundry.
Wow. I can't believe it finally happened, but this person finally got married. the very wealthy, very one of the first reality TV stars, and I've got all the details. I don't know why I'm interested,
what
but I am.
Took so long? She's a catch.
She is a catch.
All right, Brian.
She's a catch. She's caught a lot.
Wait a minute.
Wait, this could be your electric night call. You've been waiting.
ROR, good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
This is Sarah.
Sarah, are you calling to defend the electric knife?
I am, because they're amazing, and I am 29 years old, so if that tells you anything about age, then I don't know what else does.
Did your father give it to you?
Brian.
What?
Tell the truth.
Where did you get it?
She was taught right.
So, let me tell you. So, my sister had a baby shower over the summer, and we ordered, like, 6-foot-long subs, and we had to slice them, and the only way we could was with the electric knife, and it made it go by in 2 seconds. It was like the best thing ever.
And fun.
And fun.
You're right, because then you do it and nothing spills out.
I can get behind a 6-foot sandwich.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm on board now.
Sarah, you're
totally changed.
It made it go by quickly.
Thank you, Sarah. Yeah. See, look, 29.
29.
Thank you.
Feeling fine.
Yeah, yes, was it a Hamilton Beach?
All right.
I don't remember, but I don't think it matters. It was still pretty cool.
Thank you, Sarah.
That is a good hack. Thank you for that.
She's great.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend, Sarah.
Bye bye. Sarah.
My new favorite listener.
I know,
Sarah,
really.
By the way.
Okay.
Bailed me out
defense.
There. Bye, Sarah.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, Brian Bell, let's hear it.
Check your ride. Brought to you by Generator Supercenter. If you want to run your electric knife when you don't have power.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Good morning. It's Bob LBF and Brian. Happy Friday, November 12th. It's going to be a windy one today. Rain comes a little bit later in the morning. Could be an inch of rain. So think about that today. Windy and wild, but let's go. Where it's always cozy and warm.
All right. TV show you didn't know you wanted.
What?
Coming up.
Okay.
But before that, the wedding of the decade? The year? The year. The wedding of the year.
The month.
The month.
The month.
The wedding of the month. Hey, listen. Paris Hilton
is
finally hitched.
Yay.
Yes.
Good for Paris.
A socialite / reality TV star /
That's hot.
DJ is now married to venture capitalist Carter Room.
Okay.
And not marrying a teacher.
No, not marrying a teacher.
Okay.
They said, I do at her grandfather's Barron's.
Paris?
Bel Air Estate.
Bel Air.
Yes.
Well,
and it was
a
3-night event. Huh. Kicked off with a reception at this estate. It will be followed up with a carnival on the Santa Monica Pier tonight. And a black tie soiree tomorrow night.
Jeez.
And she had several outfit changes throughout her special day yesterday. Mm. I love an outfit change. I had one at my birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. Costume changes.
You did.
Yeah,
You did. That was fun.
It was the best thing ever. I think I should have had more, but
it revved the party back up.
Didn't it?
Yeah, revved it
up. That's what happened.
Yeah.
You know, you wear your nice little outfit, and
orange.
Then mid-party, you're like, hey, who wants to wear a caftan? I do.
You did.
And that's what you do.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize you asked if anybody else wanted to wear them. I would have definitely jumped on that.
Anyway, it was a star-studded event.
Yeah. At the Hilton?
At the Hilton.
Did they stay at the Hilton?
No, I don't think
Why wouldn't she stay at the Hilton?
Anymore. They don't own the Hilton anymore. They sold them.
Well, gee, what do they do for work?
Yeah.
Nothing. Emma Roberts was there. Paula Abdul was
there. We go. All the beautiful
Rachel
people.
Zoe was. Zoe?
Rachel Zoe. Yeah.
Rachel Zoe.
Wearing a
Scott
fur
Zoe
hat.
Black. Yeah, so lots of, you know, all the, like, Real Housewives.
Sure.
Kathy Hilton, obviously.
How old is
Kyle?
Is Paris now?
40.
Okay.
So she's, she is not... The 21-year-old she used to be.
No.
She's matured.
You know what? Somebody probably got her, I would think, would be a wonderful gift, an electric knife.
Probably.
Right?
I mean, if she doesn't already have one. Because she is 40. Good,
don't you go shopping now, because I got your Christmas gift already planned.
Bob is all about the electric knife.
I can't believe
all
you're
right?
not.
And he can't believe that
everybody needs one.
Okay. Mm. All right. So happy congratulations to Paris Hilton. You
Yay.
Did great.
Right.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Where's their honeymoon? Paris?
I have no idea.
Seemed
Maybe.
Like I'd go
that
to Paris.
Would be a good idea.
Wouldn't you? Spoiler.
Well, he is. Anyways, so, hey, Jenna Rink is all grown up. The girl who played the younger version of Jennifer Garner in 2004's 13 going on 30. Oh, yeah. She turned 30. Krista Allen.
Isn't that something?
She turned 30.
Does she look like Jennifer?
No, she looks like herself, but she looks like a very young 30, so good for you. And finally, this is the television show I didn't know I needed, but I'm super psyched about it. Fatal Attraction is becoming a TV series. Yes! I won't be ignored, Dan. Oh, my God. And Lizzie Kaplan, who was in Castle Rock, she played a young version of Annie Wilkes.
Yeah.
And she was in Masters of Sex. She was naked Matt all the time.
Okay.
She's going to play the crazy lady, Alex
Seems
Orson.
Like we know the ending.
Well, no, but it'll probably be a take on it. Like, you know, it's Fatal Attraction, but and it's going to be on Paramount if you can find it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Glenn Close.
Glenn Close.
Does that movie hold up, you think?
Yes.
Does it still hold up?
It. Yep, it's great.
I mean, it was the 80s,
I mean,
80s, whatever.
It's been kind of vilified because it's not,
You know what doesn't hold up?
What's that?
And I haven't seen it. I don't even care. 9.5 Weeks, most overrated movie ever.
I like that movie.
You do?
I do.
That holds up?
It holds up for me.
Mickey Rourke?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
No comment.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like a good movie. Wow. It's a movie. So I love the movie because it involves food.
Yeah, lots of it.
I know. Like the refrigerator scene is my favorite. I'm like, yum-o. Sign me up. I know. It's not the other stuff.
All right. Holds up. Good to know. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob LBF and Brian. That's madness. Hey, 2 hours from now, and just a skosh, your chance to win that last trip to Universal Orlando Resort. So it's trip number 10. You could be lucky caller number 10 for that trip. More details on that coming up. But first, LBF with the latest.
All right, it's 52 degrees in Boston. This is brought to you by Sullivan Tire. More than 4,600 fully vaccinated people tested positive for coronavirus in Massachusetts in the last week. That's an increase of around 1,400. Multiple faculty members were injured while breaking up a fight between students at Stoughton High School. The school was sheltered in place after several students recorded the fight and posted it to social media. Families are paying more for health insurance. Company plans are up an average of 4% from last year and 47% from 2011. Deductibles also have surged 68% in the last decade. And the star of the Dolphin Tale movies, Winter the Dolphin, has died. Winter passed away last night at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium in Florida. She died as she was being prepped for exploratory surgery. In sports, the Bruins dropped their first game at home this season with a 5-3 loss to the Oilers. The Celtics host the Bucks tonight. There will be no revenge game between the Patriots and the Browns on Sunday. Odell Beckham Jr. signed with the Rams. Weather today, windy with rain. Rain may reach 1 inch. Winds could occasionally gust over 40 miles an hour, and it's a high of 62. Coming up at 8:35, Football Fridays with Scott Zolak.
What do you got for him?
We talk about the sexiest man alive. Can you believe it?
Okay.
Because, you know, Scott weighed in on that.
I'll tell you, that guy, not Zoe, but...
Paul Rudd.
He took a lot of heat incoming yesterday.
Yeah,
but he was rolling with it. He seemed to have fun with it.
He's
like, okay.
He knows.
I'm having fun. And he drew, a mustache on his picture.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Just having fun with it on the cover. That's how I would handle it.
Oh, really?
If I were ever.
You wouldn't be passing up the People magazines to everybody in the building? Oh, it's Bob Bronson, the sexiest man alive. Hey,
you wouldn't have already bought one?
Oh, I would have framed it.
I'm sure you would. All right, Brian, sexiest traffic guy in Boston.
Yeah.
Oh,
gee,
yeah,
Brian
true.
Bell.
Yeah.
How about that?
Check your ride. Brought to you by Mattress Firm.
Okay, like I said, 9:15 to 10 o'clock. That's the window for you to be listening for that last trip to Universal Orlando Resort. Going to put you up in the Cabana Bay Resort for 3 nights.
Great.
Only question I'm going to ask is...
Oh, God.
One. It's important. When
is
sleeping.
It,
you know.
Oh, will it be twins or
no,
a king size bed?
You want a king? Cozy queen or twins?
Oh,
so that's all I need to know.
He doesn't need to know.
Well, I mean, we should if we're booking.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
You know
okay.
It's important. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. Good morning. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. That's Steve Perry singing about his love, Sherry.
Oh, yeah.
Sherry Perry.
Sherry Perry.
Oh, would have been great. Right?
Oh, for you, maybe.
Hey, are you Googling electric knives yet? Because I'm telling you, you gave me such a hard time about an hour ago.
Yeah, well.
Both you and Brian are like, electric knives.
Yeah.
You need one in your life. I'm just telling you, because we're doing Thanksgiving prep, and that should be something you
think. And you love your electric knife.
I love it.
Just
comes
like
out
my
one...
dad.
Okay. Is anybody going to come to my defense? Because I am. I love my electric knife. So 888-410-1057. Let's teach these two a lesson, please. Okay?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, so earlier in the show with our Three Cool Thing segment, we just pass on some stuff that we think folks ought to know. I did a quick four tips of getting... You need to start planning your Thanksgiving dinner now, whether it's buying your canned goods, buying your frozen turkey... Get your electric knives ready.
Yeah, that's my...
Sharpen that electric
knife. Hit the brakes. I'm like, what?
Wait a minute. Aaron, Aaron, you work at a major box store, right, with a red kind of circle bullseye?
Yep.
I do. It should be noted that I think Aaron was your last caller. My name is Audra.
Oh, Audra. That's okay. What happened. Audra. So go ahead. Now, you have an electric knife, right?
Absolutely.
How long have you had it?
I've had it for 21 years.
Well, well.
Okay. All right.
Hamilton Beach?
Yep.
See?
I feel like an electric knife might be a generational thing. I feel like people, like in their millennials and younger, do not have electric knives.
We had
I'm a Gen Zer, and I don't have one.
No, but 29-year-old Sarah called earlier. She used it to carve her sub.
Outlier.
6 foot
sub.
Yeah,
6 foot sub. I mean, I can get on board with that.
Yeah. I have a question for Audra. What do you use this for? Just turkey and meat?
It's just, you know, turkeys, chickens, roasts.
We got it.
The big one.
Yeah.
Like the big meal.
It makes your job easier. It's like having a chainsaw in the kitchen.
I don't have food that requires that sort of torque.
Here's my question. I have a good set of knives that work fine. I don't see what the problem is with just a regular old knife. It works fine.
Oh, back
I don't.
And forth.
I don't. Yeah.
No,
I just,
no hacksaw. And just.
I just. Zip, I, zip and right I it. Like power tools.
Right,
I just.
Audra.
I don't feel the need. And
Audra, can you get one at the big red store with the bullseye?
Yes, you absolutely can.
Well, Merry Christmas, kids.
Oh,
thank
I'm
you,
so
Audra.
I'm so glad you're going to spend the $14.99.
Well,
store credit.
Well, looky. The phone's still ringing.
Oh, still ringing, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Harawar, good morning.
How are you today?
We're good. What's going on?
I have an electric knife.
Yeah.
That is almost 40 years old.
Mm-hmm. Hamilton
it
Beach?
In its own case. Actually, I think mine's a GE.
GE, okay. Yeah. All right, fine brand name. Yeah.
Not only comes with the carving blade, it comes with a blade just for cutting bread, so it doesn't rip the hell out of it.
Got to be the best thing
it
since.
Don't buy it. There's more. It also comes with a fork.
Yeah.
I could
use a two-tine fork.
Is it an electric fork?
No, it's a two-tine fork.
No.
Ah, right.
Carving fork.
Yeah, carving fork.
And like I said, every holiday that puppy comes out, does the job.
It goes back in the box.
When I'm done carving my bird, it looks like I stuck it in a tank full of piranhas. Nothing else.
Wow. Mike, I like it. These two, I'm
good
telling
stuff.
You, they don't know what they're missing. The fun of an electric knife. Right?
It takes all the hassle out of trying to carve up the meat. You can cut it wafer thin if you want. Cut it nice and thick, however you like.
Yeah.
Nice.
No matter how big your breasts are.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They'll cut them out.
I don't know.
Right, Mike?
I'll leave that one alone.
How about the thighs? How's it doing the thighs?
See you later.
Okay, bye, Mike. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
ROR, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing today?
We're good. What's going on?
Well, just so you'll know, since it's now Christmas catalog season, one of the catalogs, I don't know if it's Hamaker Schlemmer or whatever that
is.
Yeah.
Schlemmer, yeah.
Okay, they have an electric knife that's made up to look like a little chainsaw.
Fun.
Now I'm in. All right. Get me a 6-foot sandwich and a chainsaw knife, and I'm in.
There you go.
More power.
Hammaker Schlemmer. I love those guys. Yeah. Used to read their magazines on the airplane. I know. OLD, but remember.
That's right. Listen, love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Craig. Bye-bye. Hi, who's this?
This is Erin.
Erin, are you calling in defense of the electric knife?
I absolutely am.
Really?
Okay. All right. Tell us why.
Because I bake and cook a lot, and I make sure I cook just to use my electric knife.
Really?
So beef, lamb chops, whatever I can bake, cook, it's for my electric knife, and I've had my electric knife for 50 years.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, that's, I feel like there's, I feel like, do you feel like that the electric knife was the, a wedding present that you would get back in the day?
No, I actually bought herself.
She bought herself.
All right. Okay. All right.
Thanks for calling. See? There you go. Maureen, you have an electric knife?
Yes.
Yep.
I do. I have two of them.
Two?
Okay.
Two electric knives.
Backup knife.
Yeah. How long have you had one?
Well, the first one I got is a shower gift 50 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yep.
But look how long it lasts.
Well, you use it once a year.
No, that's 50 times. And actually, that particular one, I decided one day I needed new foam in my cushion. On my sofa, so I bought the foam and I cut it with the electric knife.
Look at that.
I understand.
And it worked perfectly.
I just feel like electric knives might be a generational thing.
Not anymore. You need to go.
You have one outlier. A 129-year-old who has an electric knife, and she used it for subs. It doesn't count.
She's going to have it forever, though.
Well, if you got two of them and you got holsters, I mean, I could get on board with that. That'd be kind of fun.
I mean, I'm not knocking the electric knife. I just feel like it's something that, you know.
Okay, thanks, Maureen. You know what? You, me, and Ashley, we're just going to have, or Sarah, we're just going to enjoy our electric knives this Thanksgiving. So you go ahead and
I'm sorry with my dull knife while you're just ripping through.
Hacking away at your meat.
Roast beef.
Okay, you lose. Sorry.
I'm not lose.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, the police. Every breath. Just quick weather for you. Windy today and rain, lots of it. Up to an inch accumulated. So watch out for that. And that's just going to be about 40 mile per hour winds. So there go the leaves. That's the end of that. That's that. Clouds 43 tonight. Sunny tomorrow and 59. Not bad at all. And right now in Boston, it is, what do you got, 54, Brian?
I would check that 54? At 54, yes,
yep,
Bob.
Check.
Got two at 54.
All right. Hey, Julie Devereaux, our midday host, is chiming in on the electric knife debate.
Okay.
Wow. All right, Jules, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, LBF. Good morning, Brian.
Hello,
Julie. Good morning, Jules.
Mm-hmm. I'm calling to throw the whole curve off.
Okay.
I don't have an electric knife, and I'm older.
Barely have electricity, Julie.
I was going to say, I don't even have an electric can opener. Why would I have an electric knife?
I know what I'm buying the whole crew here.
Oh, for electric knives for all.
Right now.
Oh, my
Julie's
God.
Out on the homestead burning a fire.
Exactly. I don't have
an electric knife. I'll take the one that looks like a chainsaw.
Thanks, Jules. See you later.
See you soon. Bye.
Wow.
Knives for everybody. I know what you're saying, Bob. No, that's way too generous. But no, I'll have to get each of you one as a gift.
That's not what I was saying. But
don't say, Bob, you're too generous.
No.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, yeah, we found it for like $14.99, didn't we?
I know, exactly. $14.99.
I know.
Thanks.
Oh, really? Only $14.99?
Yeah,
I forgot.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe a nice roast beef along
right,
with
exactly.
that.
Right, exactly.
Down board.
Yeah. Or a 6-foot sub. I'll take it.
I know what you're saying.
You're too generous, Bob.
You're too generous.
Stop, Bob. Okay. You give too much.
it's embarrassing.
Okay. But please, don't even give it another thought. It's my pleasure. Okay. Jonathan's in morning court today. He's on standby. Jonathan, as it turns out, did something 6 years ago he regrets, okay? Should he keep it his little deep, dark secret, or uh-oh, should he share what he did with his now wife, okay? I should say what he did 6 years ago, you know, with his girlfriend. She's now his wife.
Okay.
Oh, should boy. He tell her
uh-oh,
what he did, okay?
All right.
Do you live life with no regrets or not?
Okay.
Jonathan is in Morning Court in 10 minutes. All right, Brian, how are the roads?
Check Your Ride, brought to you by Lowe's.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Jonathan. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Okay. I've heard a wife swap, cat swap. This yeah, is a new one on me. What is going on?
Well, I swapped my girlfriend, who is now my wife's cat, 6 years ago, for a better cat.
You swapped not the girlfriend, you swapped her cat. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I got to hear this story.
Okay, yeah, back up. So what happened?
All right, so she had this orange tabby that was just mean as can be.
Yeah.
I mean, it scratched me, it scratched everyone. It didn't lose its litter box most of the time. And constantly hissed when anybody but her was around. But then it kind of bit her, too. So it was just aggressive all the time.
Okay. Didn't get along well with others. Got it.
Yeah, it didn't get along well with others. But okay. So she's out of town for like a week. And she asked me to go over to her apartment and feed this damn cat.
Okay.
I watch your cat. And I was joking with the cat that if you keep biting me, I'm going to replace you.
Okay.
And it did.
Okay.
And so I got the idea. I was like, you know what? Why don't I get rid of this cat? It is awful. It is a pure terror.
Okay.
Okay.
So
what'd you do?
I went on Pet Finder.
Okay.
I found an identical cat that was litter box trained, and they said that it was nice and sweet to people. So okay, I took it to my wife's apartment,
mm-hmm,
let it settle in.
Yeah.
Drove her original cat to an animal shelter, and I'm not a monster. It was a no-kill shelter.
Whoa. Okay. So you took her tabby, the terror, and you actually swapped it out?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
It's been 6 years since then.
Yeah.
And we got married 4 years ago, and I never really told her.
So she doesn't know that you swapped cats. Okay.
No. In fact, she thought that its demeanor changed so much that she's the cat whisperer.
Okay. All right.
And she brags about it.
Okay. That's nuts.
But she wants to get a mean cat now and see if she can turn this one. And I'm like, oh no. And I don't know if I should just tell her what actually happened, but I feel like this is a pretty big thing that I did not tell her as a secret.
She wants to go get another aggressive cat because she's so good with training cats.
She wants to save them all.
Oh,
yeah, wow. She thinks that she can save this one. And I'm like, I do not want this cat in my home. But I also don't really want to tell her that I did that. But I feel like I should at this point.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's a dilemma. Should Jonathan, now the girlfriend's the wife, now they're married.
Yeah.
Should he go and admit that 6 years ago he had a wild hair and just swapped cats?
Yeah.
Wow.
Either way, you got claws coming at you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, that's funny.
This is a crazy case. Jonathan, a crazy case. I mean, it's unlike anything we've done before. And the old switcheroo and whether or not you just keep it to yourself and none the worse. Or do you want it? Is it time to tell her?
Ooh, that's
ooh, time to fess up. Okay.
I'm pretty sure I only have about 2 days.
I don't know how many lives you got left, brother.
I know, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right, as long as she doesn't find the old cat, that's all I'm saying.
I know, right?
Okay.
Oh, that'd be my nightmare if she brought that old cat back.
Yeah,
you'd have a word with you.
Yeah, that's called karma, my friend. I'd like to meet my new cat named Karma.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Jonathan, stay tuned. We'll have folks call in and give you some advice on do you fess up or just clam up, all right? 888-410-1057. This could be fun. Yeah. All right. 888-410-1057. Should he keep it a secret or let the cat out of the bag? Right?
Oh.
What do you think?
I didn't even see it coming. I didn't even see it coming. coming.
Oh,
nope.
Boy.
No. No.
Must be Friday. Mm. Oh, yeah, look at you. You're okay. A genius.
Let's find out. Okay. What should Jonathan do? I mean, it's crazy. He got away with it so far. I mean, should he come clean or just let it go? 888-410-1057. Yes, indeed. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. It's Friday at 7:50. Bob, LBF, and Brian Morning Court today. We talked to Jonathan. Boy, Jonathan must know that his wife is either busy, out of town, because he let the cat out of the bag. And that's the thing where he switched a cat out, her cat out, 6 years ago with an identical tabby. He's never told her.
Well, the original cat was a mean cat.
Mean, itchy, scratchy.
Yeah.
And he swapped out for a nice cat who was identical. And she loves her cat so much so that she thinks she's so wonderful at training, you know, cats. That
she wants to get another mean cat.
Get another mean cat. But now he's wondering if it's time to tell her the deep, dark secret.
Oh, it's bad.
Billy, what do you say to Jonathan today?
Hey, Jonathan, I was in the same predicament as you, only mine was my wife. So I took her out to a restaurant, and she was a nasty, nasty, nasty woman. Left her at the restaurant and brought home a new wife.
Oh, Billy. So,
that's what you want to do.
All right, Billy.
So,
all right,
what Billy's saying is just keep it right. Keep it to yourself. Marion, advice you got for Jonathan today?
I would be so irate if I was his wife.
All right.
That is like the ultimate betrayal. She loved that cat, and you hid that secret for 6 years.
Right.
You deserve to come down your pipe, brother. Ooh. If you get a mean cat or you find you don't have a wife, you deserve what comes down your pipe.
Well, yeah, okay, Marion, granted. So now the question is, should he tell her or not? That is the question.
That is just, I would be afraid if I was him either way, you know, because either you're going to get this super mean cat and, you know, and maybe the cat won't be so mean. But if you tell your wife, you may not have one.
You see what dilemma he's in?
I feel like he might not have a wife. I mean, that would be something.
That's a big one.
That's a big one. It's a big one.
All right. Thank you, Marion. We know where you stand. Okay. Bye. All right. Is this Kyle?
It is.
All right, Kyle, what's your advice to Jonathan today?
Well, I'm not sure I have advice, but I think maybe his wife found out somehow, and she wants to see if he'll fess up.
Oh, yeah, like all of a sudden she wants to get a mean cat? Why?
Yeah.
I say.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That could be, yeah, like, oh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you think she might be in on the whole thing and trying to see if he'll confess his sins?
Yeah.
I got it. All right, thanks, Kyle. We're losing you a little bit there. Matt, what's your take for Jonathan today?
First of all, this guy's got a set for doing that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
He had a set. I think he had a set. Yeah.
Young and foolish.
Look, I mean, either way, he's in a tough situation, but I think he's got to tell her because... I mean, what's he going to get a bad cat and go through it all again? He's going to be sneaking, returning this cat.
Yeah, yeah, this is two plays he's got, the way I see it, guys. He's got two plays.
Yeah.
One, he goes, he says, hey, oh, you want to hear something funny?
Right, exactly.
And you hope she laughs.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Okay.
That's story.
That's one, right, Matt?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And the other way is you go the exact opposite. Right?
Yeah.
You tearful.
Yep.
Woe is me. I can't believe I've held this
so long. Yeah, true.
Right?
Yep.
Cry a little bit.
Like it's a big burden on his life, too.
Yes. See, there you go. I think he's got two plays with that. All right.
If he doesn't tell her, his house is going to be filled with about 20 bag cats.
Right, yeah, exactly.
20 bag cats. Thanks, Matt. Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Look at you knowing how to approach that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, amateur?
I think you might be diabolical,
no,
Bob Bronson.
No. No.
Hey, funny story. Hey.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying enable ROR Boston. Then say open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Let's say good morning to our player. He's a hall of a guy. It's Mark from Hall.
Yes, I am.
Hall.
From Hall. Yes.
I apologize in advance, Mark.
You're not from the South Shore, are you?
I'm not, no. North Shore boy.
Because he would be tired of those jokes like we all are.
Yeah, go to Hall, Bob.
I've been hearing that a lot lately. I should go. I'll go to Hall. Okay. Mark, we're just having fun with it. This is where we loosen up our players a little bit. Yeah. Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm actually a stay-at-home dad. I just moved here from St. Louis, Missouri about 2 years ago. So it's a little bit of a culture shock living here in Boston, but I'm getting used to it. I want to say hi to everybody on the South Shore, especially my wife and my sister-in-law, who are both listening today, I think.
Oh, that's great. Yes. St. Louis, the arch. I bet it is a big change.
And the Blues. The Blues, who beat the Bruins for the first to win the first Stanley Cup in franchise history.
Oh, nice.
I just want that to be known.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to say that for St. Louis, okay?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, we were like it.
Midwestern guy. He's too nice. He's too nice.
All right, Mark. Let's see if we get you $1,000. I hear Brian says you're sitting in your car in nice, quiet solitude. Nobody to bother you, right?
Yeah. In my house right now, I've got two kids, so it's about 90 decibels in there.
Okay, good. Let's see. Let's see if it works out. Answer all 10 of these questions. You get $1,000. And Mark, if you're not sure about a question, say pass if there's time. On the clock, we'll go back to it. Here we go.
What is 7 plus 7?
14.
What's the voting age in the United States?
18.
Who wrote Moby Dick?
Pass.
What was Whitey Bulger's first name?
I think it was Roger.
How many U.S. states are named after a president?
1.
What date is inscribed in the tablet held by the Statue of Liberty?
July 4, 1776.
What river is the setting for the novel The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn?
Mississippi.
On what day would you celebrate All Saints Day?
November 1st.
What is the official U.S. name for the 1991 Gulf War?
Operation Desert Storm.
What inert gas gets trapped in the blood when a diver gets the bends?
Pass.
Who wrote Moby Dick?
Charles Dickens.
What inert gas gets trapped in the blood when a diver gets the bends?
O-ring.
No. Hey, you got 7. You did a pretty good job.
You did a really good job.
But listen, from St. Louis, you probably wouldn't know Whitey Bulger's first name.
I'm going to give you a pass on that one.
Yeah. All right.
It's not fair. Yeah, you don't pay attention to the crazy mobsters out here. But you will.
You better.
I will now.
Anyway, his first name was James. James Whitey Bulger.
James Whitey.
Who wrote Moby Dick?
I should have known that.
Herman Melville. It's one of those high school things that we forget. And the inert gas that gets trapped in the blood when a diver gets the bends, nitrogen.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
You misheard it, right? Because I know you were going for O-rings or something, like why it happened. But it's the nitrogen. So there you go.
Yeah, but really good job.
A St. Louis guy, and he got a question about the mighty Mississippi.
He did, yeah.
Old Man River.
I was like, come on, guys, be a little more charged. Yeah. Be a little harder there.
Yeah. That's good stuff. Hey, Mark, you didn't win $1,000, but I think you're going to enjoy this. About a $50 gift card to King's Dining and Entertainment. All right, so maybe nice date night for you and the wife.
Bowling, fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's multiple areas and lanes available at each location. They have private events there. King's is the perfect location for fun, out-of-the-box corporate get-togethers, all that good stuff. So find a location near you at kings-de.com. Mark, it was a pleasure meeting you. Welcome to New England, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
We're not as mean as we seem.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what? Thank you for finding our radio station, Mark. Yeah. That's great.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. Okay, have a great weekend, Mark. Take care.
All right, bye, guys.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Boy, the Midwest guy. They're nice people.
So much nicer than
you must be. Culture shock.
Right.
We should have asked him what a mass. Right. He knows what a mass hole is.
He's going to find out.
Okay, fine.
He's going to find out.
It's 8:10. Brian, this is how the roads this morning.
Well, they're getting wet. We got a lot of problems out there. This is brought to you by Mattress Firm.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, yes, it's 8:24, and morning court in session for Jonathan, who called about 45 minutes ago. If you missed it, we've never had a case like this. We'll let Jonathan explain why he called.
So she had this orange tabby that was just mean as can be. I mean, it scratched me. It scratched everyone. It didn't lose its litter box most of the time. So she's out of town for like a week. I went on Pet Finder. I found an identical cat that was litter box trained, and they said that it was nice and sweet to people. I took it to my wife's apartment, drove her original cat to an animal shelter, and I'm not a monster. It was a no-kill shelter. Now it's been 6 years since then, and we got married 4 years ago, and I never really told her. In fact, she thought that its demeanor changed so much that she's the cat whisperer, and she brags about it. She wants to get a mean cat now and see if she can turn this one, and I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no, indeed. In fact, Valerie on our Facebook page at the ROR Morning Show on Facebook said, no, convince her not to get the second cat because that cat might turn the nice cat back to a mean cat, which is a good sort of way to avoid telling her and not getting a new cat.
Yeah, then he's going to go keep in search of another cat to swap up.
Right. Yeah.
So most people have said that they think for him to keep it a secret, zip it. It's just, you're going to have to live with it. Maybe maybe there's a secret she's living with.
Right.
Right?
Right? Maybe one night you can be like, hey, what's the biggest secret you're living with?
Because you're going to.
You go first.
I got a doozy. You go first. Right. Okay. All right. Now let's take a call here. Rick, what should Jonathan do? Should he let the cat out of the bag?
I think what he should do is keep it under wraps.
Yep.
Because if he lets it out, he could be in a kill shelter himself.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Good point. Thank you. All right, have a great weekend. Nancy, what do you say to Jonathan?
I say, Jonathan, let sleeping cats bye.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Isn't that funny, though? And just live with it. It'll be his secret for the rest of his life.
Oh,
wow.
Crazy.
Oh, don't think that would happen.
Nope. Okay. Thanks. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
This is Bobby.
Bobby, what do you say, Bobby?
I say if he tells her, she's going to be swapping him out. That's what I think.
So just keep the cat under his hat, right?
Of course, keep the cat under that. No way. No harm, no foul.
Okay. Bobby, sound like you've gotten away with things in the past. All right, good.
A little bit.
All right, good call. See ya. All right, Bert, what's your take for Jonathan today?
Well, let me preface this by stating that I do like cats. I just don't think I can eat a whole one by myself.
Oh, God.
Good Lord. Bert. Oh, Bert.
Wow.
I think you should fall on the sword. Just don't tell her. Better off she doesn't know.
Just live with a secret, the deep, dark secret. Okay.
Yes.
Thanks, Bert.
All right.
See ya. Bye. God. Christian, what's happening, my friend?
Not bad. I'm here for morning court.
Good, good. What's your take on it?
My take, honestly, I'm going to be honest with this dude. It's been 6 years. If she doesn't know something by now, the truth is going to eventually come out. So, honestly, tell her. But don't be surprised with her reaction.
Right.
Which was going to be, like, on fire.
Well, you kind of... You flipped the script on me, Christian. I thought you were going to say it's been 6 years, let it ride. But you want him to fess up.
Yeah, fess up. Because she's going to find out eventually when she gets this cat and...
She can't fix it?
Everything goes full circle on him again.
Right? Then he's going to have to do it again.
Exactly.
He's going to have to swap the other cat out.
Oh, my God.
A serial swapper.
That's the problem here. He's like... All right, I need a black cat with a little mustache.
Answers to mittens.
What do you got? Not today. All right, Christian.
Not today, man.
See you later. That's a good point.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right, Jonathan he's not available right now, but he did say he's thinking about it, and he'll email us.
Okay.
Because he doesn't want to take his chance going on the radio again.
Right.
I think he's probably leaning towards just living with it.
Live but with we'll your find sin.
Out. He'll stew on it for the weekend, and we'll hear from Jonathan, because people do want to know what is he going to do. That's a big dilemma. Hey, Morning Court, the award-winning Morning Court, by the way.
Yes,
LBF.
We have won an award.
Yeah,
from the Mass Broadcasters Association.
Very nice. Exactly. People like it. It's brand new feature we started about a year ago, and it's just our kind of way of
helping people who've done bad things.
Well, okay, that's one way of putting it. But I was going to say. It's our way of having the audience kind of involved with their expertise and opinions.
You cannot rely on
no,
us.
You don't want to do no. We always having experts do yes. our job for us. Matter of fact, Scott Zolak is just around the corner. Again, expert, right?
I know you thought I was an expert on football, but in fact, Scott's
no,
better.
No, surprise, surprise. So we'll check in with Scott Zolak coming up. Big game Sunday. New England Patriots are red hot. They play the Cleveland Browns at 1 o'clock. Let's see what Mr. Zolak feels about that. That's coming up next. Here's Queen.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Diving catch, Henry!
Yeah.
Touchdown! Patriots!
What a throw by Mac Jones!
Touchdown! Patriots!
Holy crap! What a throw! On the skinny to the left side! Way to go, Mac Jones! Way to put it behind you!
Well, I think we got Scott Zolak right around the corner if it really comes to that.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's Football Friday with Scott Zolak, brought to you by Duncan, also brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank. CSB will go beyond banking for your new mortgage. Visit ClintonSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender. Good morning, Scott Zolak.
Where's the NMLS and all that? I don't understand all this.
DIF.
I do the reads.
You love those guys.
We love them.
I do the reads in-game. It's awesome.
No one does it better. Hey, all right, Cleveland Browns coming to town. Before we talk about them, let's talk about what everyone's saying first. What do you think of Mac Jones and the ankle twist with this Brian Burns, who's now put a warrant out pretty much.
I think Burns needs to shut up. I mean, you know, here we are, you know, at the end of the week, and this guy's still talking about it down there.
What did you see?
I mean, was it a bad play on Mac's behalf? Yeah, he shouldn't have twisted the ankle, let go of it. But he got drilled. Picture yourself being a young kid. You get drilled from behind. Ball's out. It's rolling around behind you. Mm. You're on the road. Stadium's going nuts. The guy just hit you. You turn, and it's a quick reaction to grab the leg. You know, twist it. Burns kind of threw his body too, which helped the twist. I mean, Mac should get a slap for it, a penalty, or a fine.
What do you think? It's
like a holding call at an extreme.
Yeah, but what do you think? Because now Mac was saying he addressed it. So what does that mean?
He just said, hey, you know, it was a play. I got hit from behind. I tried to prevent the player from going to get the ball. I thought he had the ball, and that's addressing it right there.
Yeah, okay.
Here's the thing, too.
Bob. Go ahead.
So two plays prior, if that guy goes unblocked, if Burns is unblocked, you mean to tell me he's not going to put his shoulder right in the middle of his back and try to take his head off?
Yeah, no.
You're damn right he would.
He's a good player, but
it's ridiculous.
Okay. Before we get to Cleveland and your pick on that, let's see. LBF, you got a couple questions.
I have a couple questions. Okay, first, Paul Rudd was named the People's Sexiest Male. I agree with you. I feel like he is, you know, a guy you co-parent with. Yeah. He's not sexy.
You know what my favorite role for him was? The movie I Love You, Man.
Oh yeah,
Siegel, Jason. Yes.
Oh, the buddy. Yes. That was awesome. The funny. He makes good movies.
He makes good movies. Role Models. You should watch that one. Very good.
He's a good husband in movies.
Yes, right. Great. But
family dad that the mom can push around.
Right.
He's Mr. Mom.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Great.
Right.
Sexy? No.
No.
Not
so sexy. Here's my I said, he's not ruin your life sexy. Like somebody who is sexy, you want to ruin your life for. But as a woman, what woman would you say would you ruin your life sexy? Like you'd leave the wife and kids.
She's just leading you on, man.
That's fine.
We've kind of done this before. I really don't have one.
You don't have one?
No. No, because
he's no one. I've met his wife. He's not leaving her for anybody.
Let's just pretend your wife doesn't exist.
I'm trying. I really am trying.
Amy.
There's no one like blows you away. I don't know.
Wow. Okay. He's tough.
Wow.
I mean, hey, I really don't have an age. You stumped me.
All right.
First time you've ever
stumped me. I know. Excellent.
No,
I love it.
I love it.
And I'm not saying it
sexy.
Not to answer.
No, like, you're just stumped.
You're right there with Bradley Cooper.
There's no like movement.
I know.
Well, I mean, maybe go back to your high school days. I'm trying to think. I think Kelly McGillis was miscast in Top Gun.
Yes, okay. Yes.
break, yes. And I'm thinking, okay, what else? okay. You know? Oh, maybe weird signs.
That Kelly was LeBrock. Kelly LeBrock.
Okay.
All right. You got there.
Like, you go back to your
youth. the other thing, too, is that I've noticed that your midday marketplace, your little store, it's thriving, but the supply chain is affecting it because you don't have enough stuff.
Are you going to compete with them?
I'm going to try to compete with you. I might have to bring in some stuff on this side of the hallway.
I have some advice for you. So you're doing this every day. You put the headphones on.
Yeah.
My ear gets itchy inside, so I'm always digging in. I'll roll up a napkin because I don't have a Q-tip.
Oh,
I'll just dig in there, take a
keys,
pencil eraser,
whatever you got.
Jamming in. Q-tips.
Q-tips. Anything else?
Sudafed.
Sudafed.
This is your market. He's telling you what to stock in your market.
You know what wouldn't be bad? The mini Crystal Light packets you could put in water bottles.
Oh, that's
good. Okay.
Because, like, we get the free water here.
Right. Okay.
I sell those for, like, 50 cents.
Okay.
You know what? The dollar thing works because it's just an even number.
Mm-hmm. Everybody loves it. It's good. Hey, I've shopped there.
Have you?
Yeah.
I mean, every once in a while you want a soda or something.
Yeah, that's what I usually get. Bar. I love it. All right. We're on to Cleveland.
Yes.
So Cleveland's coming. 1 o'clock, Sunday. What do you think?
Well, they're at a crossroads. I think it's two teams going in different directions. I think the Patriots are on the upswing. Cleveland's sort of second-guessing everything. Baker's banged up.
Mm-hmm.
Chubb's on a COVID list.
You've been right.
Garrett didn't practice this week.
All right. You've been right. 3 weeks
in
a row.
I like the Patriots by four in this game.
Okay, Patriots by four.
27, 23.
I heard somebody in ESPN say we can mess around and get in the Super Bowl.
That's
how about that?
Let's take our time.
Okay.
I'm crazy. I'm not that crazy.
Crazy.
It's hard to get there.
So thank you.
All right, guys.
You're on your way. Don't you worry about that.
Great weekend.
You too.
Yeah.
All right, catch Zoe.
Thank you so much.
Catch Zoe this Sunday, of course. He's calling the game on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Brought to you by Dunkin', also brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank. Yeah, so what do you think of that? Cleveland has a Baker and a Chubbs on their team.
A Baker and a Chubbs?
Yeah.
Sounds like a team I'd join.
Right? I think his name is Chubb. But anyway, Baker and Chubb.
Baker and Chubb.
Seems to go together.
Yes, it does. Anyway. Take it from me.
Baker and
Somebody
Chubb.
Who bakes a lot.
I just love those two together.
Yeah.
All right. Zoe's feeling good about it. So am I. But he's going to tap the brakes on, you know, going too crazy. But
okay.
It's looking good. Aha. Take on me.
Aha.
Are they or is that one of the essential 80 songs from the 80s? Well, you can find out. Go to WROR.com and check out the list of the nominees.
Okay.
Of the top 80.
I've looked.
You've looked. Okay. Uh-huh. I know. And I have some good news for you Monday.
What is it?
Well, you can write in your own vote.
I have some write-in candidates.
I think you're eligible to do that.
Your head spin.
Yeah.
Tiffany. I feel like Tiffany needs to be on there.
LBF. Tiffany.
What? No mall singers?
Listen, she's fine. Was she an 80s singer with the 80s songs? Then that's all that matters.
But, you know.
So go to WROR.com and then you list, starting Monday, list your top vote getters. And yes, you can write a candidate in as well, even if it's a mall rat singer.
Hey!
That's what you said.
That mall rat touched my heart.
She did. Tiffany.
Could have been. So beautiful, Bob.
All
could
right,
have been so
you
nice.
Go for it, girl. You have fun. It's at WROR.com because on Black Friday and Saturday, is it still Black Saturday?
It's beige.
Beige Saturday. Gray Saturday.
Bloody Saturday. People have really, I don't know.
After Black Friday, it's probably Bloody Saturday.
Yes.
We're going to play them all back from number 80 all the way to number 1. So
cool.
You can go ahead and vote starting Monday at WROR.com for your 80 essential hits. And while you're there, by the way, you have one more chance to register to win the trip to Universal for 3 nights, Universal Orlando Resort. Right?
Yeah, we're going to give away a trip between 9:15 and 10 today. But before 10, if you register for that extra one, you still get a chance.
It's freebie. Go to WROR.com, register for that chance to win. And then listen between, like LBF said, between 9:15 and 10 o'clock. Somebody is going to be the last winner of the vacation a day to Universal Orlando Resort. Well, the last on-air giveaway.
Right.
There's one online at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.